What's up, everybody? This is the Off the Top Podcast. I am your host and moderator, Tay.
And it's your fella, Trap.
I love it.
It's Teddy Royce.
And we are here to talk all things wrestling, Raw, SmackDown, NXT, every premium live event. We got you covered right here. Yeah. This is for fans, by fans. So, guys, I want to ask y'all, what are y'all most excited to talk about?
Everything. I'm excited to talk about everything. State of professional wrestling, or sports entertainment, as some, you know, would like to call it, is at an all-time high.
Yeah.
People can, you know, we can attribute it to a certain star or a certain group, but the entire wrestling world is on fire right now.
It's because of our tribal chief.
We can definitely give it to him. We can. He's definitely carrying the industry right now.
I'm just saying, everything's the arena's selling out and all that. Who's the champion? Champion carry it all. It's because of tribal chief. Now, I will say wrestling as a whole is going crazy. Like, AEW got 75,000 in Wimbledon.
Are those numbers inflated?
Of course.
Yes.
Of course, they're inflated.
All right.
But at the end of the day, they got a bunch of people in the UK that hasn't happened since SummerSlam back in the 80s. Bret Hart, British Bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
So, wrestling business is flourishing right now. It's definitely flourishing. I like them. I'm more excited to talk about just the current stuff and kind of relate it to old school trends and things like that. You know, you got people like Dom coming up. I think Dom is the biggest heel in the business right now.
Oh, hands down.
The biggest heel in the business.
Hands down.
So you got people like that, but then you still got old heads like Jericho still going at it.
Sting still going at it.
So there's a lot of correlations and things like that, but like you said, I'm ready to talk about anything, everything. So
when I see guys like Sting, who's my number one, that man is in his 60s, well into his 60s, and he's jumping off of things. That lets me know that I'm how young that I really, really am.
That's a fact. Yeah. He's 60 something jumping off stuff that I'm not jumping off of. So
right.
I don't know if it's I'm younger or if I'm just a little bit more sane, but you know.
Yeah, do you ever watch some of Sting's interviews, his promos back in the day, like when he get like real excited?
Yes.
Like his eye, like Sting ain't working with a full deck. I know he ain't.
He never has been.
That's a fact.
Never has been.
Use a cigarette short of a pack. That's Sting. I know.
All I'm saying is you going from a surfer boy to a goth, whatever he was. You can't be all the way there.
That was a yeah. Like it was a play off of the Crow movie. It was around. It was a perfect time for that to happen, and nobody else could have done it. Could have pulled it off other than him. That was one of those things where you had to feel like your character was getting a little stale, and something could have been going on in your personal life too, to where you can really tap into a dark place like that.
I mean, that's a fact. But think about if Undertaker came in as a Beach Boy and then switched to The Undertaker in 1990. Whatever reason it is, you can't be all the way there to make that big of a jump.
Nah. Like Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt is not all the way there.
Of course not.
Oh, no.
Absolutely not.
He's not.
I'm glad he's not all the way there, though. Because he's great.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It makes for very good television. But, like, you can tell that, like, when he came back, in his promos and everything like that, you try to say, okay, well, this is the real, like he was saying, like, this is the real me, being vulnerable and all of that.
Which I believe.
Which I definitely believe that. That's the vulnerable side is a side that we hadn't seen yet. But that other side, yeah, your acting is not that good.
I don't know, man.
Your acting is not that good. I really feel like that's him. The entire package is him.
That's Barry Windham boy. That's all I can say. That's Barry Windham boy.
That's Mike Rotunda.
Mike Rotunda,
son.
Yeah, Mike Rotunda.
That's Mike
Rotunda's
son.
Barry Windham uncle. Mike Rotunda, yeah.
Well, I'm excited to talk about the people I like to boo and why. Okay, wrestling brings out the child in me, and so I'm excited to tell you why I can't stand Dom Mysterio. Why I can't stand Logan Paul, okay? What about y'all?
I like
that was, I don't dislike that came Dom. In so hard.
When it comes to Dom, I don't dislike Dom at all. Like I don't. It's just the reason I don't dislike him because like he's if you ever like watch him, he takes instruction very well.
Yes.
And he's able and he can move. He can move in the ring. You can tell he knows what he's doing. And this move that they made with putting the NXT a North American Championship on him, it was definitely the right move to make because I think it solidified his character.
For sure.
And separated him from his pop.
Yeah. That's for sure. What I don't like is, can we get him a win authentically, please? Because he could do it. Why Rhea always got to help? Why everybody always got to jump in? Let this man cook, okay? That's what I can't stand.
Well, to let him cook, you got to let him get assisted first. Now, when he does get a one-on-one win, it's going to hit that much often because now it's like he finally ain't got no help. He finally pulled it through. Like Theory, when Theory first became United States champion, he was sliding his way out of everything. Then when he got them first couple quarterback wins, he's like, okay, I see where you're going with this. I think it's the same thing with Dom.
He's been getting assistance for like a year now, though. It's time.
To be fair, he's been getting assistance since he came in today.
Well, we're not going to talk about that. But what I'm saying is this Dominic Mysterio needs to cook. That's my issue.
He is cooking. He's dirty Dom.
Yeah, that's the he cook.
He ain't dirty Dom.
Dirty Dom is cooking.
He cooking with fish grease. Boy,
he come out. Hot. They get mad. They should hear his music.
He can't. Soon as he touch a microphone, he like he want to say something.
Literally.
If he look like he's thinking about saying something.
It's a rap.
That music slide, too.
All these songs slide. Yeah. Besides Damien, I don't like Damien's, but all the Judgment Day reboot to their theme music hits. Finn goes crazy. That music goes crazy.
Yeah. I like Finn's music. Sure.
Speaking of music, Roman has the best boss fight theme music
he
ever.
He does.
Yeah.
I remember when live audiences came back? That first SmackDown back.
Yeah.
And I think they introduced it. I want to say they introduced
it
then.
A couple weeks after. Yeah.
But when they came and did the whole presentation and the whole, I sat there in front of my TV. I said, he looked at the camera and gave a nod. I said, Roman is the hottest thing in wrestling right
and
now.
He know it.
And know it.
And own it.
Know it. Yeah, Roman got that music like.
Yeah, he got it.
Roman is level 100 final boss. I can't beat him.
Yeah.
Like, that's Roman right now.
Yeah, he's 99. Like, he's the 99 rated Jordan.
He's the 100 rated Shaq.
Yeah, for sure.
That man is so crazy.
That's a really good analogy.
He's a 100 rated Shaq.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, all right, everybody, that is our time. Make sure that you subscribe, come back, rock with us. We're excited to get started, and we are out.